We're up to the last blot in Masechta Chagiga, Dav Chavav and Al of the Mishnah. We're talking about this whole Masechta, talking about Chumris of, the last Mishnah, we're talking about the Chumris that Truma has over Kodesh, that an Amoris is believed when it comes to Kodesh, Chavav and Al, when it comes to Kodesh, the Mishnah. But when it comes to Truma, he's not believed. Says the Mishnah, Hagaboyim, Shenichna, so that they're by the tax collectors, and they come into your house, and usually we suspect that whatever they touch, they're Amoratim tummy. Also the ganovim, but shechzidus, I can't let it true, and they brought back the merchandise they stole from you. Ne'emonin leima, they both believe to say leina ganu, we didn't touch it. Now, are we talking about kachim or truma? Rashi learns it's talking about only kachim. Let's say Rashi. Teshuvah argues Rashi. Hagaboyin Yisrael, shen gaboyin lemel nochi, a Jewish tax collector, league boys miyad Yisrael, Gulgolias, umasin varnon, the three different types of taxes, the head tax and the regular tax and farm taxes and all that. Shenichat rabbi slavoit avoite to take away his mashkin. Mechen haganovim shegonvu kleichedus, they stole earthenware, v'harzidim returned it. The money and leima, they believe to say shalay nagul leteicha lekadosh. They believe when it comes, why definitely klicheres? Because other things are very easy. You take it to the mikvah. You don't have to rely on them. But klicheres, you got exactly. The only solution is to break it, so we can trust them. Avulei l'truma. So Rashi clearly learns we're talking about kadosh and not truma. The kulam aslis and achayim about kadosh and truma came in his mission. Continuation of previous of mishnah, which talks about a chumra of kadosh of the chumra by kadosh truma, then a chumra of truma kadosh. We had yishaninim, but actually it's just after hagaboyim shenich. The rabbi is in the mind. They believe on taras chata. They believed when it comes to taras of chatas. The ein money mal taras truma clear. They believe when it comes to kachim and not for truma. Now, why takish should they only believe by kachim, not by truma? Because by kachim, because there's a shortage of kelim, we are more ready to believe. So the machlek is in poskim in Rashi, whether like in the Mishnah before, only from Medin to Yerushalayim, or even an entire Yisrael will believe.
More ready to believe means you're being makel on the kelim, or you're saying
we have no choice. We have no choice. We have to believe. Holy chum anyway. Here we don't want to ruin kelim. We need klicheres because we don't have any kilns inside Yerushalayim. We don't want black smoke to ruin the walls. So chatas we believe, but not for k'trumik. So even though they did tshuva, they still did things betumah. Said Gemara Mishnah Vayter over the Shalayim Nemanim ala Kodesh in the Shalayim they believed. What do you mean Shalayim? They believed the Kodesh. What do you mean Shalayim? We just said that they believed anywhere. Over Shas a regel afa truma, but during Yom Tov, everyone's believing truma because Amaratim are all Torah when it comes to Yom Tov. Tesis argues he holds the Mishnah is talking about side Kodesh, side truma. We believe him when they bring it back. Let's continue. Said Gemara, but let me ask a question. You said another Rabbi, I got boy nichol. Rabbi is cool. He told me the whole house is tummy. Says the phrase, the house is tummy. You tell me it's tummy. Like kashas, that's not a problem. Hold the ikon nochri b'dai. If a guy is with him, then it's tummy. We'll soon see why. Hold the lekin nochri b'dai. There's no guy with him. He's on his own. He says he doesn't touch anything. We believe him. Now we learned im yesh nochri imoen. Nemonim loymer. If there's a guy with him, all he's believed is loymer loy nichnas. I didn't enter your house at all. Avol ain't nemonim loymer nichnas to avol loy nagando. But to say we entered, we didn't touch, you don't believe him. Why not? We'll see him in. Vedi gemara meinav kmina v'chiyikin lochi b'day mahavis. All of a guy's with him. Why should it have any different results? Rabbi Yechina b'Rabbi Lazar. There's an argument of Yechina b'Rabbi Lazar. Chad amar emas nochri alei. One of them says he's scared of the guy, so he has to show that he's really searching the whole entire house for money, so he has to touch everything. So everything is tummy. The chad amar emas malchus alei. He's scared the guy will go report it to the king. He's not scared of the guy himself. He's scared to report to the king authority that this yid let the other yid go. He's too nice of a guy, and he'll be in trouble. My benai. What's the difference if he's scared directly of the guy or the guy will be a snitcher? Ike benai or goy a snitcher is much worse. Nochri shein a chashev. If the guy himself is not an intimidating guy, if the problem is scared of the guy, I'm scared of him. But if we're talking about that you'll report to the king, then who cares if the guy is chashev or not? The king will find out and will get him in trouble. Rashi kol abayis kol tomer kol kli abayis twen tomer shechazoka hagaboyim and mashmi became to touch everything. Ike gavu nochri benai goy with him ain't no money. Let me know the guy in touch. The mir tuchu is scared him. Lo yech besuk kol abayis such an entire house will be in trouble. Ain't mas nochri alein penya anishim begu mamen. He'll get punished. Ain't mas malchus and a yalshin alein nochri etzal mechu. He'll snitch to the king. Nochri she ain't a choshev. Ain't mosi leka. He doesn't intimidate him. But ain't mas malchus. He can still scare the king. Says he more weiter.
Who's actually
The yid is scared of the goy, so therefore, not the balabais, the gabba. The goy is going to tell him, hey, you got to search everything. Exactly. By the Gemara, v'chein haganovim she'achzidu as a keilim. They're never returning the keilim, but it means the question. Haganovim she'nichnasu l'techabai. It says in the Braisa, the ganovim enter a house, einu tamei elamokim drisit haganovim. The only ear of the house, that's tamei where the ganovim walked. Other parts of the house are not tamei. But what does he clear from here? Where the ganovim walked, they're not modets. Everything is tamei. What do you mean the ganovim said that didn't touch and we believe him? Amar apichos, may the Rebbe kisha asa tshuva. Our mission is not talking about an ordinary ganov, but a ganov who repented. He brought it back. So if he brought it back, obviously we can trust him. They cannot prove to you. Diktani sheach zidu es hakelim. Shmam no yidit tshuva. Rashi. Elam okin dizir agloi aron genom. Mikom okin dizir sasi mi etam etam. Vechoshkin kelim shenogu vich zidu. Gom vich zidu. He stole and brought back. Kisot the tshuva. Machmas tshuva vich zidu. He brought it back as a tshuva. Hech therefore. Le meshaki won't lie. Must be talking about that the guy knows that it's Kodesh. We believe only for Kodesh according to Rashi and Abba Truma. According to Rashi, we believe in everything. But according to Rashi, we only believe for Kodesh and Abba Truma. It must be that the Ganav knew that it's Kodesh, so he's a bit more precautious. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference, it's just the word Mekel. Says the Mishnah, Gemara Vaita, Shalayim Nemel Kodesh, Shalayim Namadas, believe. Why? Tana, we learned. Now, before we learned that on small kalim they're believed from a din and inwards they're believed regarding small klecheders because we had no choice. They break every day in the base of Migdash all the klecheders, so we need to have as many as we can. So from a din, which is 15 kilometers out of Shalim, we already trusted them. When it comes to large kalim, which wasn't used that often, then we don't trust them. However, in Shalim, we trust everybody. Says the Mishnah, thinking about why. Tonin them modern klechet gasin. They believed even a large kalim lekodesh the kol kach lama. Why in Yerushalayim they believed? Shein oisin kiv shein Yerushalayim. They didn't have these furnaces in Yerushalayim. We don't want any black pillory of smoke. But so therefore, we don't have that many. So it's enough in Yerushalayim. We trust them. Rashi. Akleches agasi in mecholshkin adakas mo. The head of tanim b'shalmi neman al tadish kol kalim because all the kalim lekodesh. I'm not sure why that's being b'shalmi. We learned in the previous Mishnah. Ketanim is used every single day for every carbon to catch the blood and all that. The day we're only used in the warehouse when they have to store the wine or this. How many came do they have? A tenth of what they use in the small one, a hundredth. So it wasn't that. They don't have to cast such a wide net. The kokaklam is the Rashi. Mahad rafal the dakim in the small one. Min amadim lefnim adim inside. Chain oisin kipshayim rishlaim loy le dakim loy le gasin. There were no furnaces at all. Not for small ones, not for big ones. Umiyu bedakim hutzich lanchi shalayim. For small ones, we needed to call yochid the yochid nischa bebeisai. Every single person had klicheres in the house to put the nesach, you know, the wine or oil in it. The kachisifu lehentada liyichidi migvum adim. That's why over there we made a wider net. We allowed it from adim and onwards. Who used the big barrels? Only when it came to carbon tzibur, they used to store, you know, big quantities of wine. Then it's enough for those who come into the city and bring in the city. Only in the city they will believe. Remember, we learned that he had to be the manufacturer. He had to come all the way in. Couldn't pass on to somebody else, and you had to see him come all the way in. The Yechidim needed it not just for the yayin, for the Nesachim, but they also needed it for cooking the Shlamim every day. People used to bring Shlamim on a daily basis. Remember the Maisa Sheni money people left behind to the people in Shlamim, and they used to, what did they do with all the money? They used to buy Karmish Shlamim. Yechidim is Bech, Ketzim is Bech, Yechidim is Bech, busy. Second, interesting thing. How do you know when it comes to Yom Tov, all the Amoratsim are trusted at the Toid? A good Gemara to remember. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, the Amakro. It says in the pasuk, in the story of Pelegish Begiva. So this Giva, this Pelegish was raped by all these people, and she died. And the people of Binyam, of the Israel said to Binyamin, "You got to stand up for what happened to me. A terrible atrocity." Binyamin didn't care, so all 11 tribes got together and had a civil war and killed out basically the entire Bishay Binyamin. We had that in the Tainus. So the pasuk says there, when they gathered together to defend the honor of this woman here in Nebuchadnezzar, this Pelegish, so it says in the pasuk, Vayeosif, they gathered together, Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jewish man, Eloir, to the city, Ki Ish Echad, like one group, Chaveidim. Chaveidim can either mean all friends, Chaveidim can also mean a Talmachach, a Machaver, an expert. Osir Kul Chaveidim, when the Jews unite, they're all considered Talmid Chachamim. So since on Yom Tov, all the Yidin throughout the world unite, they all come Oyle Regal. So they're all because of the Chaveidim, that's why they're not Tamei. So the mile of Achdus is not just we're all together. It makes us also spiritually much stronger as well. Not just physically we're stronger, but spiritually. All of a sudden, even the Maratzim are elevated to become the level of a Talmud Chacham. See the Shri Gemara here. Invite the Maratzim in and elevate them. Rashi. That's when they all gather together. Says the next Mishnah, if somebody opens his barrel to sell, remember that says everybody's Torah on Yom Tov, so you open your barrel to sell wine on Yom Tov. But what happened was, you didn't use it all up on Yom Tov. What do you do with the leftovers? Or you started with your dough. On Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda, once you open it, you can continue after Yom Tov and continue. And because even once we started and we said that it's Torah, you can continue. Once Yom Tov is over, it goes reverts back to all the Amaratzim touched it, must become Tamei. Rashi. Don't finish selling. Even though Yom Tov is Torah. Not because it's a real Torah. During Yom Tov, everyone is treated like a Talmud Chacham. Exactly. Aval achar regel, it's not pshat that after Yom Tov from now on. It's retrospective. Magoi tome lemafreya. It's an amazing thing. It's retrospective. He never was really tired. Just we look at everybody like a Talmud Chacham, even though Betzim is not. We look at everyone with good eyes. But the moment Yom Tov is over, then all along he was an amoritz. That means yesterday already he was with Tamid. How can you sell? You know, I'll sell Tamid. During Yom Tov. So see, that's Mafreya. It's Mafreya. Interesting.
So what is it? The Tumah is suspended during Yom Tov?
That's exactly it. So this should be like we had before Eva. We made all these rules that we should get along. We're going to wash the Kalim. We'll soon see. After Yom Tov, they washed everything. It's like everything was Tumah. It's amazing. They were while they were tired, but it's not real. The whole thing's made believe because Shalom Mishkar Achdus is something else. As soon as they leave, then all along they were these guys were Amaratzim to Shoyim. That's why we say they're not to Shoyim.
So what's the din of the Kohen who touched the Kalim?
Nothing. During Yom Tov, nothing.
But Matzah Yom Tov?
He's not going to touch it anymore.
Kamashani
Lumafreya? No. A Kaili can't be a Matamid person. A Kaili can't be a Matamid person.
He has to touch it to watch it.
That's right. Yeah. A Kaili can't be a Matamid person. Okay. Right. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah Rashi. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say continue? Interesting reason. He says that Takana continues till you finish selling your barrel. Otherwise, nobody's going to sell open barrels. If I know I'm going to open a barrel and if a half only sells, the other half I got to throw out because you're not allowed to sell tummy, why would I open the barrel in the first place? I'd rather not sell a Yom Tov. I'll close, shut down, let someone else sell. So because of that Takana, he said, you know what, this barrel, once it started Torah, it's going to remain Torah. We don't say that.